Hi, and welcome to Module 4 for Toxic Relationships and Love Addiction. Today, we're going to be talking about settling for less. So as I've said earlier, love addicts end up being attracted to partners who remind them of their dysfunctional family relationships, where they never got what they needed. It's ironic in a way, because while they're searching for someone to be their everything, they end up settling for much, much less. Some of those reasons include denial, illusions, low self-esteem, shame, dependence, emptiness, and a fear of abandonment and rejection. And I'll go through all of these one at a time. Denial of reality keeps us deluding ourselves about who someone really is. We see only what we want to see. Illusions, we believe we can change people into who we want them to be. We assume they will somehow behave differently with us, or that we can make them behave differently. We might convince ourselves that once we get them to love us, they will miraculously become the person we long them to be. Low self-esteem. I'll be going into this much deeper in lesson 10, but when we grow up in a dysfunctional family where we are not validated, acknowledged, or we feel invisible, this can result in feelings of unworthiness and not feeling good enough. The next one is shame. Underneath shame are deep feelings of self-deprecation and inadequacy. We feel unworthy, unlovable, and disconnected from ourselves and therefore others. When feelings of shame push us into low self-esteem, we end up sabotaging our relationships with controlling, rescuing, and/or people-pleasing behaviors. The next one is dependence. An unhealthy attachment to another person is not the same as a healthy connection with someone who is dependable. In essence, we cannot recognize our wholeness and completeness. So instead, we enter into relationships as half a person, someone who feels incomplete without a partner. Which brings us to the next one, emptiness. This feeling is a result of growing in a family where our need for nurturing and empathy was just not met. If our basic need for attachment is not met, the resulting feelings of abandonment sets us up for depression and anxiety, chronic loneliness, and isolation, all aspects of emptiness or a feeling of nothingness. And the next one is fear of abandonment and rejection. Missing our early bonding with a primary caregiver can cause extreme fear of abandonment. Or a child being parentified, taking on responsibilities way beyond what they are developmentally able to handle and don't have the capacity to handle, also cause fear of abandonment. When these children become adults, they continue the abandonment cycle by either having relationships with people who are emotionally unavailable, which we talked about in lesson 2, or by avoiding relationships entirely, thereby eliminating the threat of rejection, which we talked about in lesson 1 about ambivalent love addicts. These choices fulfill a subconscious need to pick partners who remind us of the dysfunctional parent-child bonds we are so familiar with. We believe if we fix old childhood wounds, we will finally get what we need with a happy ending. And then when we're disappointed, though, rather than move on, we start making excuses for our partner and deny what is real in our partner. And then we become more vulnerable to emotional and physical abuse. When we cling to another out of fear of abandonment and deep-seated feelings of emptiness, we attract the sort of person who takes rather than gives. This reinforces the idea that we are unworthy of love and respect. And by lowering our standards, we minimize our own worth and integrity. The other reason we settle is buying into the fantasy of who we believe our partner is. We're great at lying to ourselves over and over again. So we cling to a fairy tale illusion of our partner. Our lies begin to feel believable, and we try to convince everyone that we are happily in love. It's easier to deceive ourselves than face the truth. It's easier to avoid the truth than to face our demons. We make excuses for unacceptable behaviors, such as physical and emotional abuse, infidelity, addiction, and financial dependence. We sugarcoat everything on the outside so that we can feel safe and secure on the inside. We ignore the warning signs that we are in an unhealthy relationship. We cannot fix anyone. Whenever we focus on fixing someone else, what that really means is that there is something inside of us that needs to be addressed. What I know is that we need to accept our partners where they are or leave them. There are some issues that are just deal breakers and others you cannot accept. Trying to change someone is an attempt to control them, and this will only lead to resentment and anger. Think of your own life and how difficult it has been to change. What makes you think it'll be any easier for you to change your partner? And underneath denial and lies, we all have the wisdom of our intuition. We just choose to ignore it. The realities we are pushing away are the very things we should be listening to, because somehow deep inside, we know what's true. Stop settling for less and expecting another person to make you feel whole. You are whole just as you are in this very moment. Declare right now, you deserve the very best.